This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 20th, 2026. Egypt's edtech market is surging, driven by a young population, dedicated investors, and a wave of accelerator capital. This growth has made Cairo a learning tech hub, with many startups emerging to cater to the country's education needs. For builders, this means there's an opportunity to create tailored solutions that address specific educational challenges, such as access to quality learning materials or teacher training. What's driving this surge in edtech investment, and can it be replicated in other African markets? The answer may lie in the ability of edtech companies to demonstrate tangible outcomes, such as improved learning outcomes or increased access to education, which can help attract more investors and accelerate growth. In a different sector, B2B platforms are transforming Africa's informal retail landscape by embedding credit and payments into their operations. This shift has significant implications for the continent's retail market, enabling small shops to access financing and payment services that were previously out of reach. For operators, this means they need to develop robust systems to manage credit risk and ensure that their payment systems are secure and reliable, or they'll struggle to scale. As we consider the potential of embedded finance, it's worth asking, can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? The electric mobility race in Africa is being won by battery swapping technology, which offers a more practical solution for the continent's infrastructure challenges. By swapping batteries instead of charging them, electric vehicles can operate more efficiently, reducing the need for extensive charging infrastructure. For investors, this means that battery swapping startups may be more attractive than traditional electric vehicle manufacturers, as they can offer a more scalable and sustainable solution. Yesterday, we talked about Egypt's rise as a startup funding market, and today's story on edtech suggests that the country's young population and dedicated investors are driving growth in specific sectors. The question now is, which other African markets will follow Egypt's lead, and what role will infrastructure play in determining the pace of growth? The collapse of Livestock Wealth, a South African crowd farming startup, serves as a cautionary tale for agri-fintech investors. The company's failure raises hard questions about the viability of crowd farming models and the need for robust risk management systems. This means they need to carefully assess the risks and challenges associated with agri-fintech investments and develop strategies to mitigate them, such as diversifying their portfolios or developing more resilient business models. As we reflect on the lessons from Livestock Wealth's collapse, we're left with a standing question: who pays for the digitization of agricultural workflows and records that many agri-fintech models presuppose? And what do they own afterwards? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.